Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Happy New Year to everyone. Today I want to look back over last year and make some predictions for 2019. Looking back for the United States of America, it was a very good year. Lowest unemployment in the last 50 years, wages up, consumer confidence riding high with 3% growth. But if we focus on agriculture, not so good. Farm income is cut in half from the peak 4 years ago. Our trade conflict with China has hurt our exports, especially soybeans. And keep in mind, we still have low interest rates, though. And remember, 16 to 18% interest in the early 1980s? Well, we're not burdened with the debt like we were at that time. Let's look ahead to this new year. We need better prices. We won't see better prices if the world continues to overproduce. Surplus weighs on prices. No one can predict the weather, but after 3 years of favorable crop weather, the United States and South America, maybe we could see a little less production. Something else we can hope for would be an end to the trade war. That would lift prices. I predict that President Trump and President Xi of China will not raise tariffs, but they will begin cutting them to end the trade conflict. I expect the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada will be confirmed by our Congress, and we will also complete a new trade agreement with Japan this year. President Trump is backing away from engagement in the Middle East. We'll spend less money on other nations and avoid war. The government partial shutdown will be resolved this month. It won't last 21 days like President Carter's shutdown did. We all know President Trump wants a wall to secure our border, and the Democrats can't stand to give in to his demand, even though most of them voted for a wall and border security before the Trump presidency. This is all politics. A possible win-win for both sides could provide $5 billion for a wall and legal status for 1.7 million Dreamers and other young immigrants. Even the liberal Washington Post supports that idea. Editorial read this way, I quote, "A wall for Dreamers deal would benefit both parties in the long run." And one more prediction I'll have for you. We will be able to make progress in pushing North Korea to denuclearize sometime this year. And last year, I predicted a 10% stock market increase. Whew, wrong on that. We experienced an 8% decline for the year. Anyway, I predict a 10% increase for this year. We'll see. Last prediction, Trump will not be impeached. And don't bet the farm on my predictions. Have a great year, and I am John Block from Washington.